Druid and Sergeant says, we're about to finish building our house in Sargent. And he says, the house is up on piers, and we're getting ready to pour concrete under it.
Right.
Do you recommend that rebar go throughout the piers and such down there? I mean, I don't understand. If it's on piers.
Well, what he's saying is think of Galveston. You have these homes on stilts.
Sure.
And then underneath the home, they always have the concrete that's poured around the stilts.
Yeah, so you can, like, park under it.
Yeah, and just have a hard ground. So mm-hmm. what he's doing is he's ready to do that pad underneath there. And so as far as that goes, it's just a pad that sits there. The stilts are going way down into the ground. They're holding the house up. And this is nothing more than a surface you can walk on, drive on, do things of that nature.
Rebar?
So very little, but some. Number threes, both ways, probably about 12 to 16-inch centers. That's all you need. You don't have to tie it all together. It's not going anywhere.